It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, December 11th, 2018. It's the birthday of American politician Fiorello LaGuardia, born in New York City in 1882. He is best known as the 99th mayor of New York City for three terms from 1934 to 1945 as a Republican. Previously, he had been elected to Congress in 1916 and 1918, and again from 1922 through 1930. Irascible, energetic, and charismatic, he craved publicity and is acclaimed as one of the greatest mayors in American history. Only 5 feet 2 inches tall, he was called the Little Flower, the English translation of his first name. Although he was a Republican, LaGuardia appealed across party lines and was very popular in New York in the 1930s. As a New Dealer, he supported President Franklin Roosevelt, and in turn, Roosevelt heavily funded the city and cut off patronage for LaGuardia's political enemies. LaGuardia revitalized New York City and restored public faith in City Hall. He unified the transit system, directed the building of low-cost public housing, public playgrounds, and parks. He constructed airports, reorganized the police force, and defeated the powerful Tammany Hall political machine, reestablishing employment on merit in place of patronage. LaGuardia is also remembered for his WNYC radio program, Talk to the People, which aired from December 1941 to December 1945. He was often seen as a domineering leader, but his reform politics were carefully tailored to address the needs of his diverse constituency. He won elections against the historically corrupt Tammany Hall political system, presided during the Great Depression and World War II, implemented New Deal welfare and public works programs in his city, and gave political support to immigrants and ethnic minorities. LaGuardia was known as a reform mayor who helped clean up corruption and made the city responsible for its citizens. His administration engaged new groups that had been kept out of the political system and gave New York its modern infrastructure. His love of children and comic strips led to an incident that elevated him to the status of a folk hero. In 1945, it seems the Newspaper and Mail Deliverers Union went on strike, so LaGuardia took some time during his Sunday radio show to read Dick Tracy and Little Orphan Annie comic strips to the children and any grown-ups that cared to listen. His voice work leaves something to be desired, but he was extremely enthusiastic. The beloved mayor died of pancreatic cancer in his home in the Bronx on September 20, 1947. He was 64. He is buried in Woodlawn Cemetery, and his grave there is marked by a simple stone bearing just three words: LaGuardia, Statesman, Humanitarian. Above his name is a carving of a little flower. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for December 11th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.